This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum. My brothers and sisters, in Ramadan, one of the things we are supposed to be achieving is to be able to develop great character and conduct. And one of the things of that is to control your temper, to watch your mouth, to be careful what you say, to be careful how you vent your frustrations. Now, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was approached by a young lad once who asked him, "Give me some advice." He said, "Don't get angry." He said, "Give me more advice." He said, "Don't get angry." He said, "Give me more advice." He said, "Do not get angry." And he kept repeating it. Now, obviously, on different occasions, he gave different advice, but some of us need help because we have a temper. We regret the temper. We will definitely regret what we say or do when we are angry. So calm down. Without making a very big effort on your temper, you are not going to be able to control it. Seek the help of Allah. Calm down. Think about why you need to be kind and good to other people. The tables can turn. Tomorrow, others from among those whom you love will face something similar by other people. So you need to control your temper. A few days ago, I was in Masjid al-Nabawi and a young lad passed me and he uttered some really bad things to me. And I smiled at him and I kept on going. Allah gave me the opportunity to see the same guy 2 days down. And I happened to engage with him and tell him, "My brother, why did you have to say that to me? I'm only telling it to you because you don't go around saying such things to people. You may disagree. You may have, for example, not understood something I might have said or I might have done. It doesn't mean you need to get angry about it to the degree that you insult someone in Masjid al-Nabawi in such a blessed place where the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is lying. Subhanallah." But anyway, I hope that what I said helped the brother. He looked like a decent brother. It's just that I like to see the goodness in people. So I thought to myself, let me work on this guy if I see him and make him understand. Perhaps 5 years from now, 10 years from now, he may realize that, you know what, I might differ with this person, but I had no right to insult the man, you know. And he definitely, from what he told me, has a totally different picture of me painted by whatever. But that's besides the point. You don't need to like people. You don't need to like everyone. But at the same time, you're not allowed to get angry to the degree that you insult them and you abuse them. That's wrong. You will pay for that. So when you vent your frustration, remember the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. In fact, let's talk about the Quran. Allah Almighty speaks about والكاظمين الغيظة والعافين عن الناس, those who forgive people and those who swallow their anger, extinguish their anger. Allah says they are the successful ones. They are the ones who will earn paradise. They are the ones who will earn the forgiveness of Allah. Now, you must be patient because patience and dealing with anger go hand in hand. You have to look at people with the eye of love. You have to be tolerant. You have to be patient. Sometimes it's your own children. Sometimes it's your parents, your siblings, your sisters, your brothers. Don't get angry to the degree that you do things or say things that you will regret. Many people divorce their spouses in anger and then say, "Well, is that divorce valid?" And I usually say, "Well, you know what, were you expecting to be very happy and divorcing each other over a cup of tea?" So it is valid. If you're angry, it's still valid, subhanAllah. It's only when a person is crazy and they don't even know what they're saying and perhaps they have a mental condition or they're challenged in one way or another, then you need to speak to the scholars or visit the courts in order to find out what's going on in an Islamic country. But my brothers, my sisters, the point being raised is that of Ramadan. Notice how in Ramadan people get angry in the last 10. People get angry in the last hours of the fast. People get angry. So the fast gets wasted. The Ramadan gets wasted. The reward of it is not as it should be. You know, I traveled today across the continent, across continents actually. And to be honest, I notice how people sometimes are calm and cool and others are so impatient. Take it easy. We're living in times where the world has changed. You need to take things easy. Do not be impatient. Wait. Calm down. Your bags may come out. They may not come out. They might be a queue. They might not be a queue. You might make it to the front. You might not make it so quickly to the front. We know you're fasting. Everyone else probably may be fasting or the bulk. I say probably because you have those who are traveling who make use of the discount given to them by Allah Almighty. Don't get upset. Don't get angry. That's something you must work on. You have to work on it. If you do not work on your temper, your tongue, the way you speak to people, you will regret it at some point. So Ramadan comes in order for us to develop holistic control, holistic development, holistic improvement, all aspects of our living, the spiritual aspect, the health aspect, the social aspect, you know, developing your conduct and so on. So may Allah Almighty make us more conscious of this. I thought perhaps I'd give you this beautiful reminder in this beautiful moment where it's so calm and so peaceful. The 25th night in most places, but my brothers and sisters, we must search for Laylatul Qadr. Another quick tip. Searching for Laylatul Qadr is done by increasing acts of worship, increasing the seeking of forgiveness, and doing good deeds in that night, whether it's charities, recitation of the Quran, the remembrance of Allah, the meanings of the Quran, listening to lectures, trying to do some form of salah or prayer, whatever else it may be, in terms of good deeds, reflecting, also just reflecting over the greatness of the Creator, over your weaknesses and how to improve on them, over what goodness you want to introduce into your lives, making promises and vows to Allah to change in a better way, whatever needs changing in your life. May Allah Almighty make it easy. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.